My dad was diagnosed with pre-COPD when I was young. And he was good. He took his doctor's advice, and he quit smoking, and he became more active. He started going for a walk every day, and sometimes he'd take me with him. He'd take my small hand and his big, square, calloused one. Sometimes he'd talk with me about things in our lives. Sometimes we'd walk in companionable silence. There's a small pond in a patch of woods near our house with a walking path beside it. And we often went there, not really paying much conscious attention to it, but being almost drawn in that direction. Our lives were not at all turbulent, just the opposite. But there was something still that was very soothing about this routine that combined being together with moving and being near water. When I got old enough to walk or bike around my neighborhood alone, I made for that pond more often than not, playing on the nearby playground, biking around it, or just sitting on the little concrete wall over the culvert that connected it to the rest of the world. Like going there with my dad, it wasn't really a conscious decision. I headed for a place that I knew and loved, especially in my teenage years when I was feeling misunderstood and alone more and more often. When I learned to drive, I started to go to the ocean, which was only 10 minutes from my house, where I could watch the waves toss about like my own restless and sometimes even tumultuous emotions. Seeing the water move with such power created a deep resonance within me, and I started to learn to move with my own emotions, making space between the breakers for a little bit of ebb, a little space to breathe. Like each of us, as Ray so succinctly put it, water moves. It rises up, it falls down, it gathers together, and it dances the dance of life. It moves through everything alive, sustaining it, being part of it for a little while. And as it moves, it separates into drops, each falling on different things, and it gathers into streams and rivers, drops flowing along together, along different patterns, all toward the ocean. Like water, we flow together. And yet, we are not the same. We come together this morning in celebration of this understanding. And so I invite each of you for a moment to imagine that you are water. You know, not the physical, your body is mostly water, but imagine you're a form of water and think about what form of water you might be. Are you a deep, reflective pool? Are you a fast-moving stream on a really steep slope? A puddle on the sidewalk? A mostly dry riverbed with just a few lingering pools? A leaky faucet? A gentle drizzle or a sudden summer storm? An irrigation system for a thirsty field? Tree-lined mountain lake? What do you look like? And toward what do you move? Because of course we do move, finding new partners with which to dance the dance of life, returning to those who are comfortable, or those who challenge us to learn new steps, or those who might learn something new from us, depending on where we are on our own life's journey. And as we moved, sometimes we're buoyed up by that which we find good, health, love, security, beauty. And we open our hearts and the love overflows like a river swelling during a winter thaw. Sometimes we're inundated with pain or grief or fear. Like a deluge, these things come at us and find their way in like a leak over the kitchen doorway. We find that the tears that we shed in response can ease the flood, help us heal. And sometimes we find ourselves tossed in the turbulence of uncertainty, of change. And it's all we can do to avoid the rocks over which the rapids tumble. And we learn sometimes that we might be able to bob along on the surface if we can go with the flow. For this community, I think of water in the form of a good summer rain, each of us as drops falling together to replenish the community as a whole. Each of us drops come out of clouds formed by that evaporation from so many places, so many paths, coming together into streams that flow here into this vast ocean of companionship, of service, of justice. And the waves of our ocean reach out into our community and our world as we do work together that matters. We are, each of us, love raining down.
Now is the time of gathering.
From the sacred, from the scattered drops and rivulets of our individual lives, we come together.
Singly and in community, our lives merge, separate, and merge again.
From the rush and cascade of our daily activities, we come to this place of quiet reflection where we may pool our hopes and dreams, pause, and peer beneath the surface to consider the deeper currents of our lives.
Like rivers to the sea, we come to this, our spiritual home.
May we each be lifted up, may we pour ourselves out, receiving and sharing the blessings of this time and place.
Thank you. And so let us rain down our love. For those of you who are new or visiting, the Water Communion is a ceremony that symbolizes our coming back together after our summer ends. We bring water from the places of our lives, sometimes from our travels, sometimes simply water that represents something meaningful to us. And we blend them together in a common bowl that represents our community. If you haven't brought water, don't despair. We have a pitcher you can pour from. We will save our communal water to use during ceremonies throughout the year. I couldn't find the water we saved back from last year, being brand new here. So, it's in the freezer. I will add it later. Thank you. Clearly, I didn't ask the right person. I will add it later, but in the meantime, I will pour a little bit of our symbolic water to represent all that has been here. So I'll invite all of you who wish to pour water into our bowl to step into the aisle closest to you, facing the center, and come forward alone or in a group and pour your water. After you pour, you may return, or you can move to the microphone and tell us your name as we're all standing and moving. Tell us your name and what your water means to you. And I already began by pouring a little bit of water. I will also, as you all, rise and move into your aisles. Oh, thank you. I will let this thaw right here and add it at the end. I'm going to go ahead and start for us. My water represents moving to Madison.